Okay, we are going through this door now. Watch your step. Well, do you like what you see in here?
What is there to like in here? There are skulls on those shelves and bones all over the place. This place could give anybody the creeps.
Isn't that one over there a beautiful skull? Would you like to hear the story about it? Right. Perhaps another time. I forgot you don't have time. All right. Please, be seated over there. By the table with the candle.
Hey, Vey. I'm starting to get the creeps just by sitting here among all these skulls and bones.
Don't let them get to you. Let's get on with it. After all, you are in such a rush. Okay. Now, who is this person that you want me to bring up from the dead?
Shmuel.
Who?
Shmuel! I said Shmuel! What's the matter? Don't you hear me? I said Shmuel!
Shmuel? I wonder which Shmuel you mean. You know, there are lots of Shmuels.
You're smart enough to know which Shmuel I mean.
No. You don't mean Shmuel the Navi, the one who passed away 4 months ago, do you?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes. He's the one I want you to bring up from the dead. Bring him up now. I don't care how you do it. Just do it now. Hurry! I must speak to him now. Hurry!
Do you think it's that simple? Well, first, I have to do all the things my mother taught me, that her mother taught her, and whose mother's mother taught her. In short, I must follow a big tradition that has been taught from all the way back to my great-great-great-grandmother. So, sit back and relax.
Relax? You think it's so easy to relax? You don't realize what our situation is. Many things are dependent on this.
I hear you nonetheless. If you don't sit back and relax, I won't be able to do my work here. I must carry on the famous family tradition that my mother taught me, that her mother taught her, and
you
whose
told
mother...
me that already. Please, just get on with it. Time is of essence.
Yes, so I did. And you already told me that time is of essence. Okay, now, where was I? Yes. To bring the person that you want back from the dead, I need to use a very special bone. By the way, I must explain you something. You see, this is a very strange art. Let me explain to you how it works. When I actually do bring up this dead person that you wish to see, I got news for you. You won't be able to see him!
What? I won't be able to see him? Then what am I coming here for?
Let me explain to you exactly how this works. You see, through the magic of the bone that I will use, I will be able to see him, but you will not! But, you will be able to hear him, but I will not!
Wait a minute. Let me see if I got this right. You will be able to see him, but I will not, and I will be able to hear him, but you will not?
Yes, that is correct. And there's one more thing I should tell you. You see your two friends over there? They won't even realize what's happening.
They won't? They won't?
No! Not a single thing! Now, you must be very quiet. Very quiet. As I perform this ritual. Now, let me just open this bottom drawer here. Here it is, my favorite bone. I always used this bone whenever I needed to summon someone who is very hard to bring up from the dead. Now, I will gently put this bone underneath my armpit, like so. Remember that whatever you see here, you must never, ever tell anyone, especially King Shaw. And now, I will stroke the bone and start saying all those black magical words that were taught to me. Inyana Monikanyana. Inyana Monikanyana. Inyana Monikanyana.
What are you saying over there?
Shh. Quiet. Don't interrupt me.
As the old lady continued her strange chanting, the room began to feel cold. An eerie cold feeling of trepidation filled the air. Suddenly, a voice began to change as the black magic she used seemed to overtake her. She went into a strange trance. A voice echoed forth. Until it actually reached Gan Eden. There, Shmuel HaNavi was sitting and learning and enjoying the most beautiful moments that anyone could possibly possess. The echoing voice reached right where Shmuel HaNavi sat. Shmuel did not fully grasp what was going on. He did not understand why he was hearing these voices, nor did he understand why he was being summoned. What? What is this voice that I am hearing? Could it be that I am being summoned by the Beis Din Shamala? Could it be that they discovered some sin that I did not know about? But this cannot be. I'm sure this must be a mistake. The voice suddenly echoed again.
Come forth! Arise!
Arise!
The voices! The voices! I hear them again! I am being summoned before the Beis Din Shamala!
Excuse me, Moshe Rabbeinu, I am asking you to come and testify before the Beis Din Shamala on my behalf. You must tell them that there isn't a thing that is written in the Torah that you wrote by the command of Hashem that I did not fulfill.
Moshe Rabbeinu assured Shmuel HaNavi that he would be more than happy to testify to the Beis Din Shamala. He agreed that there wasn't a thing from the Holy Torah that Shmuel HaNavi did not fulfill. Together, the two walked in the direction of where the voice was emanating from.
I'm losing my patience already. Is he coming or not?
Don't lose your patience just yet. He's coming. He's coming. He'll be here any moment. I feel his presence. He's getting closer. Something is strange. I never felt this way before. The aura of their presence. Their presence is entering. Here they come. Here they come.
Here? Here they are coming? What do you mean they?
Yes. Yes! Yes! They are coming! The aura is getting stronger! They'll be here any moment now!
They? You keep saying they! What do you mean by they? Tell me, tell me! I only asked to speak with Shmuel HaNavi!
Quiet, please! Quiet! They are now very close. They are entering. Quiet! Quiet, please! They are entering right now! They are here! You lied to me! You lied to me!
What? What are you talking about? Lied? Lied to you? What do you mean I lied?
You're a king! And the only king in this area is Shaul. You must be Shaul HaMelech. You lied to me. You want to trick me so that you can catch me doing the black magic of Hoyt and then kill me.
No, that's not true. I did not come here to kill you. Wait. How did you know that I am a king?
Well, there is one thing that I didn't tell you before.
What's that?
Well, it's like this. Whenever I use the eye black magic to summon people from the dead, they usually come and appear upside down. But for a king, out of respect, they come standing straight up. And these two people came standing straight up. And that's how I know you're a king. You want to kill me. You set me up, didn't you? You set me up because you want to kill me. You set me up.
No. I did not set you up. I'm telling you the truth. I did not come here to kill you. I came here because I need your help, and I need it now.
Okay. I will trust you, but you must keep your word. You must not harm me in any way.
I give you my word. I will not harm you in any way. The only thing I ask from you is that after this, you give me your word that you will never, ever again practice witchcraft. Now, please, let us continue. Did I hear correctly? You said you saw two people come here?
Yeah, I saw two people come, and I still see the two people.
Describe to me what these two people look like.
Well, let me see now. One person's face is very blinding. It is shining like the sun.
Sun? A face shining like the sun?
I cannot look directly at it.
I don't recognize that one. Please, describe the next one.
The next one, of course. He's wearing a cloak. Yes, that's right. It's a cloak. Yes, a cloak that looks like it was made by hand. Yes, that's what it is.
Cloak made by hand. A cloak made... Sure, of course! That one must be Shmuel HaNavi. He had such a cloak made every year by his mother Hannah whenever she came up to visit him in Shiloh. It has to be him. Shmuel Rebbe, can you hear me?
When Moshe Rabbeinu realized that he was pulled in by black magic, he quickly ran back to Gan Eden, not wishing to miss another precious moment from there. Only Shmuel remained because he was still under the influence of the Oiv black magic. Shmuel began to speak.
Shaul, why? Why did you have me brought forth? Why did you use black magic to bring me here? Why did you take me out from Gan Eden? You know that every moment is precious in Gan Eden. Why?
Rebbe, you don't understand. Hashem has turned away from me. I have no one to speak to.
So why are you coming to me?
Because I've tried the Nevi'im. And the ones who do Nevuah through the dreams, they were not able to bring any answer.
Yes, of course not. They cannot bring you any answers, for Hashem has definitely turned away from you. You know, Shaul, when you didn't wait for me in Gilgal, those 7 full days, Hashem decided then to take away the kingdom from your family. You know, you do know about that, don't you?
Yes, I know about that.
Then you do know that when you did not kill every single person from the Amalekim, your kingdom was torn away from you and given over to someone who is better than you.
Yes, I know all that, but Rebbe, you do know that from the start, I never really wanted to be king. It was you who told me that I had no choice in the matter because Hashem had chosen me to become king. So now you're going to tell me that because I let one Amaleki live, one simple Amaleki, because of that one sin, my entire kingdom has been decreed to be torn away from me?
Yes, you don't realize it now. But because you let that one Amaleki live, many other Amalekim will come, many Rishoyim who will come to do harm to Klal Yisrael in future generations. That's what you did. It wasn't one person, but rather a whole nation that you let live.
I hear what you're saying, Rebbe, but nonetheless, you need to help me. I'm sure that you remember that when my father's donkeys wandered off and I searched for them for 3 days, I ended up in your town of Ramah. There, one of the lads that were with me told me about you. And when I came forth to see you, you knew my name and everything. You told me that I would be king over the B'nai Yisrael. I didn't believe it at first, but the next thing I knew, you were anointing me king. Everything happened so fast. The next thing I knew, I was king, and now all of this is happening to me. You are blaming me for this one thing that I did? Rebbe, it's not just my life that is at stake here. It's the lives of all Klal Yisrael that is at stake here. Please, Rebbe, you must help me. It's the fate of all Klal Yisrael. Please, please tell me what I'm supposed to do.
Shmuel HaNavi thought for a moment to himself.
I find it very interesting. When Shaul mentioned that he was not getting any response from Hashem, he never mentioned that he tried asking for an answer through the Urim V'Tumim. It seems he is ashamed and has charata about the fact that he allowed the city of Noiv, a city of Kohanim, to be wiped out. So, he wants to know what will happen. I will tell him. I believe he earned that right. I have very sad news to tell you, Shaul. It's not the type of news that I enjoy giving over. Nonetheless, I shall tell you. You shall be going out to do battle against the Pelishtim. You will be in the forefront. You will be leading Klal Yisrael's army. A tremendous battle will erupt. You and three of your sons will be there in the front line, leading Klal Yisrael in a fierce battle. It will be your last battle. You and your three sons will be killed. Many among Klal Yisrael will be killed because they too are guilty in your sin of allowing anyone or any animal to live from Amalek when they took pity on their sheep and cattle. People will be running in all different directions, in panic, trying to escape. There is no way that you can stop your fate from happening. However, there is one thing that you can do, teshuvah. If you will do teshuvah with your full heart and soul, then there will be one thing that you can change. I don't need to tell you this, because you already know, as I do, that as long as there is one breath of life left in a living person, he can still do teshuvah until his very last second on this world, for any sins that he may have done. If you will do this, then you will join me in Gan Eden. And with those words, Shmuel departed and returned to Gan Eden.
But Rebbe! Rebbe! Rebbe!
Don't bother talking anymore. He's gone.
He's gone. He's gone. He's gone. He's gone. Rebbe! 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 Rebbe!
Oh, no. What's the matter? Your face looks faint. Oh my goodness. He's fainted! He's fainted! Hurry, hurry, hurry! Go get some water! Get some water! Hurry! I don't know what happened. I couldn't hear what Shmuel Hanavi said, but from the words what I heard from King Saul, I think something terrible must have transpired.
Here, I have the water. Please step aside. Let me pour this water over his majesty.
Quick, quick, put some water on him.
Ah, Baruch Hashem, he's coming too.
Oh my goodness, the king probably heard something terrible. Oh my.
Your majesty, what happened? What did he say? Did you really see him?
I didn't see him, but I heard him.
Well, what did he say?
I cannot tell you. I just can't.
Then what did we come here for? Do we go to battle or not?
Yes. Yes. Yes! We will go to battle. I will be there in the front. My three sons who are in the army will be there in front. And we will fight!
But you can't just go into a battle without eating. Please, take something to eat, please. I know, I may be an old lady. I may look foolish. I may practice witchcraft. And that may all be true. But I know one thing for sure. By taking one look at you, I know that there is no way that you will be able to go out to battle in your condition. You must eat. You can't fast now. Whatever you heard from Shmuel Hanavi stressed you out. It has taken a huge toll out of you. Please, please, I beg of you, please go and eat something, please.
All right. Okay. I will take a little bit of food to eat, and then I will continue my fast until the battle will be over.
And so, Shaul, Avna, and Amasa sat down to eat. Afterwards, they bid farewell to the old lady, and then set out on their way back to the king's palace. As they were leaving, the old lady called out to Shaul.
Your Majesty, you must remember to keep your word and not have me killed. A word is a word.
Yes, you can rest assured that I will keep my word, but you must remember to keep your word too. You must never again practice witchcraft.
And with those words, they left, three strangers in the night, returning to Shaul HaMelech's palace. Shaul's appearance had a pale look, and fear was written all over his face. Whenever Avner or Amasa would question the king about what it was that Shmuel Hanavi told him, Shaul HaMelech would answer,
Never mind what it was that Shmuel Hanavi told me. What you need to know is that he said that we should go out to battle the Pelishtim, and fight we will. We will boldly go out to fight our enemy with unsurpassed courage. Our hearts and souls will be fully into this battle, and Be'ezus Hashem, whatever will happen will all be for the best.